I just sought out, all the, positive things that I could, could draw from previous years, from the good things that have happened in my career, and that's what I went after, is positive motivations, things that I could really, carry forward. All the negativity, all the things, missed kicks, things like that, just erase them from my mind and move forward. Just kind of started fresh and said, okay, here are my goals. Here's what I'm going to set forth to do for this season, through the off season, into training camp, and then starting the season. And I was able to implement all those and really carry that forward through a long season and a tough season with a lot of adversity here.
I think it's very easy to see that he was very successful during the regular season, playoffs. It's just testament to his work ethic and his competitive fire. I thought having two kickers in here in training camp for him to compete with was good for him, and he rose to the occasion and had a good year.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a positive. There was nothing negative about that, and I think it drove me to compete with myself even more, compete with what I felt like I needed to do and go out and just really battle every day. I know, I did that throughout the whole season. No one was standing next to me, but I made sure when I went out to practice, whenever I was on the field, I was competing. I was really focused in on being my best and going out and performing every time. And I think I did a really good job with that throughout the season.
I think the competition paid dividends. Mason is an excellent competitor. He had some rough spots from a technical standpoint. I thought mentally he overcame it. He overcame it physically to have a really good year. And I think it's a testament to his work ethic and his will to compete, and it paid off.
The main thing is I kicked 89%, so I made my kicks, and so it's a lot of positives, and and then I was able to earn every penny back of the contract that I had signed a few years ago.